Tehran will soon transform into a hub for more than 100 diplomats, including several heads of state. They range from newly elected Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi to Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir, who is under indictment by the International Criminal Court. The summit comes as the United Nations and the West have increased sanctions on Iran over its controversial nuclear program, one that Israel and Western nations believe Iran is using to develop atomic weapons. Iran says its nuclear ambitions are peaceful. Jamal Abdi of the National Iranian American Council says Iran's hosting of the summit was decided long before the international push to further isolate Iran.
This is a stroke of luck for Iran. This sort of fell into their laps and they're taking full advantage of it.
Abdi says Tehran will try to use the time in the spotlight to show Iran is not as isolated as the U.S. and the international community contend.
You can't completely isolate a country, and that Iran's, the effect of these sanctions and the isolation is being oversold by the United States and the international community.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is invited. The U.S. and Israel say that as the leader of the organization imposing sanctions, he should not go. But his spokesman, Martin Nazirki, says Mr. Ban plans to attend.
The Secretary General looks forward to the summit as an opportunity to work with the participating heads of state and government, including the host country, towards solutions on issues that are central to the global agenda.
David Tafuri, a partner at the Washington-based law firm Patton Boggs, says Mr. Ban's appearance is a critical diplomatic overture.
Engagement has to continue, and the U.S. isn't really engaged right now on a diplomatic level, so it's okay for the U.N., in fact, important for the U.N. to continue to engage with Iran.
And Tafuri says issues such as Iran's continued support of the Syrian government and its crackdown on the opposition will not go away.
Iran is in a very, very difficult place. They're losing friends. Syria was one of their best friends in the world, and they're probably going to lose Syria as their close ally because Assad is probably going to be forced out at some point. So Iran is becoming more and more isolated.
If not for the summit, many diplomats and leaders would not visit the Iranian capital. And analysts say Iran's respite from its troubles may well be short-lived. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.